Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophet Martha Williams. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them and let them know that we're live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we thank God for our apostle. And we also have a pastor. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Joseph Rouse, who's a husband and also man of God, who teaches and preaches the word of God. And I want you to, if you need a mentor, you need a teacher, you need a counselor, you need a marriage counselor, whatever the need may be, they always say it's in the house. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead, amen, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Go ahead and inbox them. They will mentor you to get you to that place where God wants you to be. They will mentor you and help you to be, have the discerning of what your gift truly is. So you won't be going down the wrong path and in somebody else's lane. You know, if you go in somebody else's lane and you're on your car, you get run over. Well, it's the same way in ministry. If you're going down in somebody else's lane, then they're never going to run over you. So glory to God. I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and let them know, amen, what you need. I'm sure they can give you what you need. And Pastor does counseling for the men. He does mentorship for the men. So we're calling all men, women, boys, and girls, whoever it may be. You ain't got to be young, old, medium, whatever it may be. Amen. They do it all. It's all in the house. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And I also want to encourage you to come and partner with us. And if you partner with us, you know, you get moments in the spirit. It's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's an awesome two-minute clip, and she does an awesome, awesome job. We thank God for that. Amen. We only ask for $25 or more. And you will not be disappointed, amen, when you get this two-minute clip done by Minister Michelle Wilson. You won't be disappointed. I encourage you to come on in and get in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And if you move on down, amen, it'll be just a little bit, and you will also get, amen, we call it Midweek Manna. Sister Sheila does an awesome, awesome job with Midweek Manna. And you get all this for only $25. Come on now, get in. You know, this is the year right here. You know, it started off, I know, with a bang, you know, amen, glory to God. But that's okay, glory to God, because God is still God. Jesus still sits high and he looks low, glory to God. But he still sits on the throne. It doesn't matter. If your soul is anchored in the Lord, he got you. Whatever it may be, he got it, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in at where you're sitting in at, glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, glory to God, you will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team that don't mind praying. So I encourage you to come on in. This is the year to come on in. You know, don't sit back and be an innocent bystander and do nothing, because we're going to have to work here in this season here. We're going to have to work. Maybe you better fail short in your prayers and in your reading the Word of God, but, you know, that ain't going to keep lasting. He ain't going to keep letting you get by with that. Well, Lord, I know I need to. Nah, that's dead. Glory to God. You might as well go ahead and kill it and throw it out your window or open the door and let it out. That's dead. You can't say that, amen, over in this season, glory to God, because he's calling all saints, amen, calling all saints, amen, glory to God, calling all saints, them that will, let them come and begin to pray, because we're going to need to pray much, much, much more than we prayed in last season, glory to God. You know, yeah, you skipped by, amen, you might have read a verse or two now. He's calling you even higher. So I encourage you to come on in, amen, and get in on in with the wild team and allow God to be God in your life and allow God to do some great and mighty things, because he's taking up to a whole nother level right at the beginning of the year. So I want you to come on in and get in. Glory to God. And we will be praying for you, glory to God, that you come on in and get in. And we'll pray that everything that's trying to stop you, hey, we'll pray that thing out of the way, glory to God, so you can have a straight road to go down and come on in, glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, they do one word from the Lord on Tuesday night. Amen. Pastor and Apostle rocked the house. Amen. You heard the show last week. It was just fantastic. He used them in such a mighty way. People got healed, delivered, and set free. My God, my God. You heard him talking about the angels kicking down doors. Good God Almighty. Ain't that awesome, my God? That's the type of God we serve in this season. He's going to kick down some doors. Amen. He's going to knock the devil out, and he's going to shake him loose. Everything that belongs to you. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to be in his will, in his perfect will. Glory to God. So I said, come on in and get in. And don't forget to hear him on Tuesday tonight. Glory to God. They're coming back, amen, for round two to add team, apostle and pastor. Glory to God. It's Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you to mark your calendars and don't miss it. I know now the lines hold up to 50 people, so you can get in, amen, on the line and hear what God is saying in these last days. Hear what God wants to do in your life. He wants to do something great, but he wants to do something bigger. But, you know, you're only going to go as far as you can think, glory to God. You're only going to go as far as your faith to believe. So I encourage you in this season to stretch your faith out and watch what God can do. Because when you stretch out, then God going to stretch out. You know, well, if they handle that, then I'm going to give them this. You know, that's the same way, amen, with finances. If you can handle the little that he gives you, then he'll give you the much. If you can pay your tithes out of the little bit, then he's going to ever yet increase you. But if you're stealing, amen, glory to God, just go back, repent, and start over again. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on down, let's move on down just a little bit further. On Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, Bertha, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who taught the word of God on yesterday. If you missed her, you missed a treat. Amen. Her soul cried out for souls. Her soul cried out for souls to come on in and begin to do what God is calling you to do. Begin to serve him like never before in this season. Her soul really cried out for people, for the people of God to come on in and stop playing church. Her soul cried out on yesterday. And if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. Her line also holds up to 50 people. Each line holds up to 50 people. And if you want prayer, we open the lines up for you to press the 1 to come in for prayer. And her show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time every Saturday. And you can go also on Facebook, and you can click on the link and you can hear her show. Amen. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. Don't miss another one. Glory to God. Because you never know, amen, what's going to happen, amen, if you miss it. You know, you can take time out of your busy schedule just for a few seconds. Cut the TV off and take time out just for a few minutes. Amen. Because the game come on. Yes, I understand. I hear you. Glory to God. But God is so much more. He's so much more important than a game. Glory to God. The only thing you're going to get out of that is just who won, and that's it. But guess what? You're going to get, amen, some bread, hallelujah. You're going to get fair some manna from on high, glory to God. So I encourage you, don't miss another one, because you never know what you're going to miss. And if you come on down just a little bit further on Sunday, I am Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God. I come on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, glory to God. And I encourage you, amen, to come on in and let us see what God wants to do in your life. You know, God is doing, I say, some great and mighty things, and I keep repeating that because he really is, glory to God. You may not see it on the surface, glory to God, but you need to come dig underneath the surface and see. You know, sometimes you come on a line, glory to God, and you say, well, I done heard him before, you know, and I done heard him do this, do that. But you know what? Each time you ought to come in with a level of expectation for God to give you a new word, a new revelation each and every time. That's the thing about it. Don't come in with the old mindset. It's dead. We're killing all that stuff and throw it on out the door. Glory to God. Come in with a new mindset and want to hear and get a word each and every time you come on the lines to get a new word. And I don't want to leave, amen, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries out. Minister Elaine Jackson, she will be coming on at 6:30. I encourage you, amen, I encourage you, amen, after you leave this station, go over and support her. We're all in one ministry, under one umbrella. You know, just think about it, amen, glory to God. When it rains down from heaven, amen, when the rains fall, it doesn't fall, amen, just one drop way over there and one drop way over there. You hold your umbrella up, it all falls down on that umbrella as you hold it up. We're under one umbrella to hold each other up, good God Almighty, in the ministry. So I encourage you to go over and hear her. Glory to God. Whenever you get through listening, amen, under the sound of the voice, amen, of the Most High God, amen, then go over and hear her and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laying on her heart. And you can go and click on her Facebook page and you can go to her show and listen, you know, glory to God. Don't let that be the end. You know, I understand, you know, sometimes you say, well, I done heard this, that. Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay, you know. Everybody don't preach the same. Everybody don't preach alike. Because if we did, we'd have too much likeness. Glory to God. But everybody's supposed to preach the word of God. That's it. That's what you're tied to. Tied to the word of God. Amen and glory to God. So I encourage you, after you finish, amen, to go over and hear what the Lord is saying in her life. Amen. Glory to God. Because we want God to move in great and mighty ways and do great and mighty things. So guess what? We got to move when he moves. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we'll go ahead, amen, and release this. Amen. You know, there's someone who wants to do a career change. Amen. That's why I came on the show. The Lord showed me this. They wanted to do a career change. Well, you waited. God said, you waited because you waited and you didn't move out too soon. He said, it's time now for you to make that career change. So go ahead, amen, and go forth in the career change that you want to make. He said, it's okay now because you waited, amen. You asked and you waited. You didn't move too quick. So now is your time to go ahead, amen, and make that career move. Don't get left behind. Now, when opportunity has knocked, you go ahead, amen, and go through that door. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and open us up in prayer, and we're going to get started. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, and I'm going to be coming to chapter 6 of John. Amen. So if you would, go ahead on, amen, and turn to your Bibles and turn to John, amen, chapter 6, and I'm going to open us up in prayer, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to preach the word, and then after the word is preached, then I will open up the lines for prayer. And I'll just encourage you, if you need prayer, press the 1 so I can bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. No prayer is too small or too big for God because we serve a big God. Amen. It don't matter. The only thing it is, amen, you don't have to tell your name. Just say where you're calling from. And that's all. And tell me your prayer request. That's all we ask. That's all. Glory to God. Because we want to know what part of the world we're reaching. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Let's get started with the word of God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come before you as humble as we know how on today, Lord God, giving you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for all that you are, Lord, all that you're about to do, Lord God, every tree that you're about to shake loose, God, in the name of Jesus, that's been bound, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're shaking it loose, God. You're shaking every person loose, God. All those things that had them bound on last year, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just shaking them loose, God. So they'll be free, Lord God, to go, Lord God, and to soar in your word of God. They'll be free, Lord God, to go and tell others the goodness of God. They'll be free, Lord God, to go and travel and do what you tell them to do, Lord God. They'll be free, Lord God, to go, Lord God, and do as you say do, Lord God, to tell others about the word of God, to tell others who Jesus Christ really is, God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're free, Lord God, to go and speak the word, pray the word, prophesy the word, preach the word, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the family, Lord God, members, Lord God, that have been bound. But God, we know, Lord, on this day they are loosed and free, and they can travel and do what you tell them to do, Lord God. When they go in the grocery stores, Lord God, when they go, Lord God, shopping anywhere, Lord God, and you put the word on in their mouth, Lord God, to tell others about you, Lord God. Let them freely give that word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that all fear is gone right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, God. Someone needs healing in their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Their mind has been traveling just to and fro, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as they read the word and study your word and show thyself approved, Lord God, Lord, you will bring that word back to their remembrance so they'll have something to fight the devil with, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and glory to God. The Lord said, you shall live and not die. We bind those spirits of suicidal thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. That is contrary to the word of God. He said, you shall live and not die. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He said, stop looking at what you're looking at on the TV. You know, ain't it something how you can look at all this crazy stuff on TV and all this foolishness on TV? And if you want, amen, victory, amen, over the devil, you want victory, hallelujah, then you got to do something, amen, to get that victory. You got to do something to win your victory. Yes, victory is ours, but amen, you got to go after it, amen, to get it, amen. Don't expect it to just fall in your lap. What are you doing? Glory to God. You're reading the word. You're hearing the word of God. Amen. Put your CD on. Amen. Play the word of God over and over. You got to have something to fill your mind. Hallelujah. Besides these criminal things that you've been watching, glory to God, and all this killing, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today. Hallelujah. Renew your mind with the word of God. Put your CD on and hear the word of God. Everybody got smartphones and phones and every other kind of phone. Glory to God. You can turn it on and just play it over and over again. It don't matter if old Susie calls you. You probably don't need to talk to her no way, glory to God. It don't matter if old Jake calls you. You don't need to talk to her no way, glory to God. If they love you, they'll call back. If they're true friends, they'll call back. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in the world system. I encourage you on today. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind those suicidal thoughts right now. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not die. They shall go forth, God, and serve you and give their testimony of how you brought them through in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you would, amen, I'm going to start reading about verse 26. Amen of John. Glory to God. The title of my message today is Jesus is the Bread of Life. Glory to God. At 26, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. See, let me give you a little run back, just a little bit. Then you can go back and read it, amen, on your own time, glory to God. You know, Jesus said, amen. He fed many with just three fish and five loaves of bread, see, and that's what they were getting caught up on. You know, sometimes people get so caught up on the miracle, but they forget the miracle work. Where's your focus? Glory to God. You always say, I want more money. I want more honey. I want more cars. I want more houses. I want more land, Lord God. But what about the miracle worker? Did you forget Jesus? Glory to God. Through all that, glory to God. It's okay, yes. Some things you ask for, you need. Yes, 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 yes. And yes. But don't forget the miracle worker, who is Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Glory to God. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. See, Jesus will give you the bread of life. That's all. Amen. Can't nobody else give you. Can't nobody else got a heaven and hell to put you in. Glory to God. But you know, they think that sometimes. Yes, but they ain't. Glory to God. You see it by the word right here. No, they don't. Glory to God. Jesus is the only way. Glory to God. Let's move on down to verse 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto him, unto them. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. So he's telling them, you got to believe, amen, that Jesus sent, you got to believe that God sent me. That's what you got to believe. You know, you can believe in everything, you know, but sometimes when it comes down to believe in the Lord, you know, yeah, you know, I believe. But what are you doing? If you believe Jesus too, if you believe that Jesus is the bread of life, then what are you doing, amen? Are you serving him, glory God? Are you giving him glory? Are you giving him praise? Are you thanking God for his only begotten son? Are you doing what you need to do, glory to God, to tell others? Are you living the lifestyle in front of them so they can see that Jesus really truly lives in you and he is the bread of life, glory to God, rain down from heaven, good God Almighty, my God. Are you doing those things? You say you are, but are you reading his word of God? Are you meditating on his word? Are you seeing what he would have you to do? Are you seeing what God would have you to say? Are you seeing, glory to God? Are you treating your friends right, glory to God? Because you say he is the bread of life, and I believe, glory to God. But are you just only believing when he gives you a check, when he gives you some money, when he sends you your honey, come on now, when he gives you the car, when you pull up to the gas tank, glory to God, and you ain't got to, amen, you pump your gas, and they say, well, it's already paid for, somebody done paid for it. When you go to a restaurant, but do you believe that he truly is the bread of life? Glory to God. My God. Do you really and truly believe he's the bread of life? Let's move on down just a little bit further. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread. Glory to God. Let's move back up. I'm sorry. Let's move back up just a little bit. They said, therefore, unto him, what sign showest thou men that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Let's move to 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Yes, he did. He fed them. Glory to God. Let's move on down 32. We're going to get there. Hold on. Just hold on to your shirt there. We're going to get there. Then Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. He's talking about himself. See, God sent Jesus, glory to God. You know what? He sent Jesus, my God, to give you the true bread of heaven. Now, that's the true bread of life, eternal life. That's what he's talking about, eternal life, glory to God. Like I said, it's okay, amen, when he give you all the houses, land, cars, amen, all Susans, all Sadies, and all JJs, and I hope there ain't nobody named, but anyway, glory to God, when he's giving you all that and a bag of chips, my God, you ready, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I'm looking for a check. Yeah, it's okay to keep looking, glory to God. But are you reading his word? That word and being close to God is so much more important than a check, glory to God. Yes, I heard they said money answers all matters. Yes, sir. But you can't let money be your God, glory to God. Because you're forgetting all about Jesus Christ in that, glory to God, in that transition, glory to God. Yes, let's move on down. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. See, if it had not been for God giving his only son, then guess what? Where would we be? Glory to God. Where would we be? Glory to God. We would be in a sinful world. Amen. We'd be acting like the world. Glory to God. We'd be getting, trying to get what the world gets. Glory to God. We would know who Jesus is. We would be lost. There would be no eternal life for us. So which way is up? Glory to God. My God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Don't you know, amen? In other words, amen, you ain't going to be hungry. You ain't going to be lacking nothing. You ain't going to need no insurance pay. You ain't going to need no car payment pay. If you believe in Jesus Christ, it ain't nothing you're going to lack. Whatever you're going through, hallelujah, you're going to have strength. Whatever you're going through, he's going to mount up and give you faith. Whatever you're going through, good God Almighty, he's going to let you mount up wings as an eagle and fly high above circumstances. But if you got to read his word to have that word in you. Whenever you're going through, don't you know Jesus Christ will give you, amen, a strength on the inside, and he'll connect you with other saints that will help you, that will begin to pray and intercede on your behalf. Glory to God. See, he is the bread of life. So you ain't going to be hungry. You ain't going to thirst for nothing. You ain't going to hunger and thirst after righteousness, because he's going to fill you up. He's going to pour your cup over. It's going to overflow. My God, my God. serve. You want to serve a God. Who would want to serve a God like that? My God, my God. Let's move on down, glory to God. To 36, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Oh, my God, my God. You see, amen. You know, ain't that something? Glory to God. You know, they saw his miracle, but then they still didn't believe it. Ain't that something? You know, God can give you, amen, everything, amen. You can get whatever you're going to get, you know, sometimes, but guess what? Then you still don't believe. Glory to God. You just don't believe. Glory to God. You know, sometimes, you know, I hear they still talking about this Mayflower stuff, okay? They said that you came over here on the Mayflower. I might have went over here on the Mayflower, but the Mayflower didn't have me, glory to God. I had a real mom and a real dad, glory to God. You know, amen. And we all rode the boat, yes, to Jesus Christ. Yes, glory to God. Thank God for our prayers. Glory to God. But I didn't come over here by myself on the Mayflower. You just know you got to just think about it. You know, sometimes, you just don't think about it, glory to God. You know, God made, amen, your mom, your dad, amen, glory to God. And then there was something that they had to reproduce you, glory to God, yes, glory to God. And that's how you got here. My God, everything had to, you know, what goes up must come down. That's a law of reciprocity, you know. Come on now, feed on it, feed it, feed it, come on. Listen, glory to God. And it's something how, you know, sometimes, you know, people get so tangled up and tied up in all this scientific stuff that they forget, glory to God, who made you, glory to God. You came here, amen, because God made you, glory to God. You ain't came over here. They said, well, you came from Africa, glory to God. Well, who made them Africans? Let's just go back over there. How did they get into being, glory to God? They didn't clone them. You made man. You know, amen, I didn't come to give y'all no science lecture today, but glory to God. You got to think about all of that. You know, sometimes you get so tied up in scientific matters that you forgot the real reason, and that's Jesus, hallelujah, to come to Jesus and make Jesus Lord and feed on the bread of life so you won't be hungry, so you won't be thirsty, glory to God. In other words, you won't be thirsty when you feed on Jesus Christ for sin. You won't be hungry after sin when you feed on make Jesus Lord, glory to God. You ain't going to worry about taking a ship in the middle of the night. You ain't going to worry about, glory to God, going doing ungodly things. You ain't gonna worry about, amen, man and woman and woman. You ain't gonna worry about none of that. You ain't gonna worry about JJ calling you in the middle of the night and say, hello, can I come over? When you're seated and you're anchored in the word of God, you ain't got to worry about that, glory to God. Because he said, now unto him is able to keep you from falling. That means he's able to keep you from falling when? Right now. So you need to feed on the bread, hallelujah. Go ahead and chew it up, glory to God, and swallow it, hallelujah. When you read the word of God, meditate on it so it'll give you the substance that you need to overcome any trick of the enemy. Go ahead, amen, and chew it up, glory to God, and digest it so when the devil come at you, you say, devil, I know that, no, that ain't God, that's you, and I ain't receiving it in the name of Jesus, and go ahead and rebuke him and get him out your house. My God, you know, sometimes you get so, amen, so cute in your prayers. No, you need to go ahead and light up the only devil out your house and get rid of it, glory to God, and don't let him back in. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes when you say, I own the door, I know my apostle was saying, you know, open the door and throw him out. But you know what you do? You open the door, throw him out. But when you come right back in, he ain't come. He follow you right on back in because you don't believe. Glory to God. You don't really truly believe. You're lost in glory to God. You brought him right on back in there with you. Well, you need to learn how to throw him out and keep him out. And that's when you continually to feed on the word of God. My God, my God. Because he is the bread of life. You won't thirst. You won't hunger. Amen. After righteousness, because he's going to fill you. The more you seek his word, the more God's going to fill you. The more you eat on his word, the more God's going to fill you. The more you digest the word, the more he will fill you, glory to God. He'll fill your cup till it's running over, hallelujah. You won't want no more, hallelujah. Because, amen, when somebody comes with some crazy stuff, you'll be able to shut them down, amen, and be done with it, glory to God. Let's move on down, my God. Let's move on down to 37. And that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That means when you come to Jesus, amen, come to Jesus as you are. Yes, he always said that, you know, so many times, you know. I was looking at this thing, this I was looking at this show, and this lady was saying how, you know, they threw her out the church. They told her she was suspended from the church for 3 days. I said, oh, hold up, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, God, now the church will be a place for healing now. Come on now, why to throw her out? You know, she said she almost cussed at what she said. I said, my God, well, they should have talked to her. Maybe they should have prayed with her. And they should have said, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? But they was mean. They was hateful to her. And she said, yeah. She said, I want to know, how do I get back in church? Now, ain't that something? She want to get back in church. Glory to God. Yes, she might have been having a bad day. Glory to God. But then he said, you're to embrace them. Glory to God. Not throw them out the church, because the church is a place for healing. My God, my God. So I encourage you, my God. The place of the church for healing. So I encourage you, amen, glory to God, to let God, amen, be God in your life, because he will heal you and he will set you free, glory to God. You know, he sent Jesus, amen, for that purpose. He said he is not going to cast you out. He going to receive everyone, glory to God. He ain't going to throw you out just because your clothes tore up. He ain't going to throw you out because, you may have a little tart. Glory to God. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. He ain't going to throw you out. Only will people, amen, in the world do it. But God won't do it because he's a loving God. Glory to God. Jesus will not do it because he's loving. That's why he was sent to save the world, not condemn the world. Glory to God. My God, let's move on down just a little bit further, my God. For I come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now, ain't there something? You got to remember, when God saved you, when you're saved and you accept Jesus as Lord, remember, you're not your own. You ain't your own anyway, glory to God. You are here, sent on earth, amen, to go out and get your brothers and sisters and tell them about Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes you get so tied up and, you know, I want more money and I want all this and all that. You know, you do pray for those things, but you got to remember, glory to God, if you take care of God's business, you know what? He going to take care of yours. And Jesus said he was sent, glory to God. And he was going to refuse nobody, glory to God. He can see, glory to God. And that's what we are. We are to be raised up as saints of God to go out, amen, in the hedges and highways and compel the lost to go to Christ, come to Christ. But you know what? So many times, amen, you get so tied up and buckled up, amen, and all you going, amen, all you got going on. Sometimes you have to just lay that stuff to the side, amen, glory to God. You know, because if you take care of God's business, then he going to take care of yours. There's somebody else who needs what you got. There's somebody else who needs your prayer. There's somebody else who needs a hand up, glory to God, instead of a hand down. There is somebody who's going to need you to speak and encourage the word in their life. But if you're so buckled down with everything you got going on, glory to God, you ain't got no room for nobody else. So lay all that stuff down. You know, but let that be our prayer. When we go in the hedges and the highways, when we go out, amen, ask God to show you if there's someone, amen, that he wants to give a word to today. Glory to God. Now, if you're bold enough to do it, then he's going to be bold enough to get it to you. And amen, glory to God. Let's move on down, amen, just a little bit further. Amen, glory to God. And this is the Father's will, amen, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. He was saying he ain't going to lose a soul. He don't want to lose a soul. We all know, you know, everybody can come. If they would come, glory to God. He ain't going to force himself, glory to God. But he don't want to lose damn soul, you know. And that's the way, the attitude that we should have. Yes, all can be saved, glory to God. We know there's a scripture that said all won't be because they don't want it. But glory to God, there are those that want it, glory to God. And if he will, if he opened the door, then you go in there, amen, and try to talk to him and say, well, you know what? Yeah, let me lay something on your heart. You know, the thing about it is, you got to draw him to you first. Amen. Draw him to you first. Amen. Well, so how you doing? You know, you looking good. Amen. You look nice today. Or you can just tell him, well, you know what? You're in the store. Okay, yeah, these here, yeah, these melons are good. Yes, and you haven't eaten these. And then you're not even going to buy what you're saying you're eating. But that's just breaking the ice, making conversation. Let them know how friendly you are. And once they open that door, then God will come on in and give you a word and get it to them, glory to God. Then you can ask them, say, well, you know Jesus, glory to God. And if they refuse it and rebuke it, amen, just said, okay, you know, that's fine. You know, well, you have a blessed day anyway. Don't get uptight. Don't get upset. Don't get worked up. Don't let your blood pressure go up. Glory to God. Just keep on moving. Glory to God. But there's someone you. Glory to God. You know, so many times, saints, we forget about what's more important, you know, and what's more important in any of souls. Souls are the most important thing, because you don't want to see people dying and going to hell. You know, hell is enlarging itself each and every day, and you don't want to see that, glory to God. You know, you want to make sure that no one's on your shift, I always call it, amen. No one on your shift, and that means no one to get in your path, no one on your shift, amen, and on your shift too, glory to God, amen, is going to hell. You want to make sure that you got them covered. That's what you want to do. Let's move on down. Amen. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He said it again. There it is. Glory to God. Amen. So you got to believe. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just don't believe. Amen. You say, well, she's just talking, you know, a mouthful of nothing and just saying stuff. No, this is the word of God. You can read it on your own time. Amen. Glory to God. Because he want to see all saved, all come in repentance. Glory to God. It ain't time now to throw in the towel. You know, we serve a good God, and a good God we serve. Glory to God. You know, he is the bread of life. Glory to God. Jesus is the bread of life sent to heaven for us in remission of our. He went up and he came down, glory to God. He went up on Calvary and he came down, amen, glory to God, in remission of our sins, so we can repent, amen, and move forward, oh, hallelujah, so we can have everlasting life, hallelujah. What do you want, hallelujah? You want to eat the stale bread, glory to God? Go ahead and eat the stale bread. I don't know. I don't know what type you like, glory to God, but go and eat that. But do you want this bread right here, amen, that you shall never hunger and thirst after, amen, of righteousness again, glory to God. When you receive the Lord, thy God, as your Savior, glory to God, hallelujah. And the saints that already know Jesus Christ, you can go out and tell others and compel the others to come to Christ, glory to God. And he didn't say push them, but he said compel them, you know. And that way now you're compelling them. In other words, you got to give them your testimony, glory to God. So you know what? I was just like you, glory to God. You know, the other day, amen, I was just like you. But you know, God reached out and he touched my soul, and he set my soul on fire, and he saved me, hallelujah. He saved me and brought me out, glory to God, out of them dark places, out of them bars, hallelujah, from all that drinking, hallelujah, from all that sleeping around, glory to God. That's what you got to be able, amen, to share some of your life with others. You ain't got to tell them everything, but you know, ask God how far to go, because if you listen to the Holy Spirit, and it says you saints, already saints, the Holy Spirit will tell you that's enough. And the Holy Spirit will tell you don't do it. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. When you hear that right now, then don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what you want. You want to go and help others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's where we are. We're in a season where we got to go, amen, and tell others about Jesus Christ. But we don't want nobody to be lost. Glory to God. You know, you said, well, you know what? I tell you what, I had this person that I'll just say they some kin to me, you know, glory to God, just paraphrasing that, glory to God, amen, you know, and they take me saved, no, all can be saved, glory to God, just don't put your mouth on them, glory to God, but put your prayer on it, glory to God, you know, he said, Bible says, you know, we all always pray and pray not. So that means you got to pray for everybody, everything. I don't care what they're doing. You got to learn how to pray and reach out to others. And we're in a season, hallelujah. Well, we definitely got to reach out, amen, and get our young people and bring them back, hallelujah. I know you say, well, you can't tell them nothing. But guess what, hallelujah. Yes, they will. Some of them will. Listen, it's all depends on the way you go to them. Because sometimes you can go to them with all this fire. You want to burn them up, glory to God. You want to close them up, glory to God. But if you go to them, glory to God, in the right manner, and they will receive you, glory to God. I can go out, amen, and talk to young people, glory to God, and they just say, well, yes, ma'am, and I'm like, yes, okay, well, I'll take you, yes, ma'am, glory to God. But then I can talk to them just as nice, glory to God. And when I go out to a place, I found myself the children are just drawn to me. They just come and sit by me, glory to God. They just like I am no stranger. They just come right on and sit by me all the time. I said, well, God, I'm glad they do that. And I just start talking to them. And they'll talk to you and tell you, amen. Believe me, they will tell you some stuff. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to be willing to be open. Glory to God. So you can go out, amen, and tell others But here's the thing about it, glory to God. You got to be careful. Check the attitude at the door, glory to God. Because if your attitude is not right, then your altitude ain't going to be right, glory to God. Because your attitude depends on your altitude, glory to God. You can go as high as God want to take you, but you got to check your attitude at the door. You know, sometimes you can tear people up, glory to God, and not even more. But we're in a season where we're not trying to tear. We're trying to grow. Because Jesus is the bread of life. He's the bread from heaven. Feed me till I walk no more. Good God Almighty, don't you be fair, a good God. When you get through chewing and digesting on the word of God, he'll give you some water to drink. My God, my God. Oh, he said, I'll fill you till you walk no more. Good God Almighty. Because you should ever yet be learning how to go out amongst the hedges and the highways and compel those that don't know God, don't know Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's some that don't know him. Glory to God. Don't assume that everybody knows, because some don't know. Some just really don't know. They have never have had that lifestyle. Glory to God. Their mom, you know, gone on. Glory to God. Praise them. Yes, their grandma gone on. Glory to God. But they just never did. Some never had that lifestyle. But they've been passed on from home to home. So come on. You know, sometimes, amen, and I just believe, you know, that sometimes you get so caught up in what others are saying about other people. Check yourself, glory to God. Don't let nobody come and tell you, amen, negative stuff about other people. Glory to God. Yes, they don't get it, glory to God. You just pray. You got to learn how to pray and not say. Because everything you hear, you shouldn't repeat it anyway. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Because I want to see everybody saved. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Glory to God. If you ain't saved, amen. I'm going to go ahead and do this now. If you're not saved, amen. Pastor One, I'm going to bring you in and we're going to pray the sinner's prayer. Glory to God. For you personally, glory to God. But you don't have to give your name. Amen. And don't be ashamed. Glory to God. Amen. Because we all sinners and fell short of the glory of God. Glory to God. But God just wants to pick you up and set you on high. Don't let nobody fool you. Yeah, you can have a seat in the kingdom. You are, yes, he is the bread of life. You can eat, amen, good each and every day. You don't have to eat no stale cells if you don't want it. Glory to God. You don't have to eat no parched meat, amen, if you don't want it. You don't have to chew on them crackers. You can eat the bread of life. Glory to God. Because once you chew on the bread of life, God is the God that can supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Ain't no lack in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, there ain't no lack, hallelujah, because he'll give you, amen, everything your heart desires. When you begin to serve him, when you begin, amen, to lift him up, when you begin to don't care what nobody else say, if you spend, amen, 20 hours with Jesus Christ, that's you, glory to God. You don't care, hallelujah, what they say. Well, I called you on yesterday, you didn't answer. Well, so, amen, are you okay? Everything all right? Glory to God. That's when you don't care, hallelujah. But all you want to do is spend time with the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. He'll give you wings like an eagle to fly high above all circumstances. So I encourage you to receive the Lord, thy God, today as your Lord and Savior. My God, my God. Oh, my God. We serve a good God. And when we eat this bread, hallelujah, and thirst, amen, and hunger after this word, when we continue to eat the word, glory to God, then we build a relationship with God that's going to help us to go out and tell others. See, they didn't believe here, glory to God, that Jesus would sit down from heaven, glory to God. They didn't believe, glory to God. They were believing him, yes. Whenever, you know, a check came, yes, I believe it. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. He gave me a check, glory to God. And then when he go in and get, oh, my God, I'm closing on my house, yes. Praise God, woo, y'all shout for me. Glory to God, yes, you believe that. But then when it's time, amen, for you to give back and give your tithes and your offering, okay, here we go singing a sad song. Well, I ain't got enough, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to gain that house. Don't forget to gain that car. Don't forget, glory to God. Y'all better work it out, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, last week I just thought about it. When I preached about Ananias and Sapphira, glory to God. He lied, they lied, and they died, glory to God. I thought about that thing, glory to God. I said, Lord, my God, my God. They lied and they died, glory to God. They lied to the Holy Ghost. If you lie to the Holy Ghost, can't nobody help you. But if you lie, amen, amen, glory to God, God can help you, glory to God. But if you lie to the Holy Ghost, can't nobody help you, glory to God. So get it together, my God, my God. And yes, you'll lift him up long as he's getting you. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Oh, deal. He gave me this, hallelujah, for nothing. I got this over here. I didn't pay nothing for this dress right here. I got this dress. Oh, my God. It was $5. Glory to God. This dress was $30-something. And they got it on sale. Well, who do you think discounted that dress so you can buy it? Glory to God. Well, if it was $40 and you had, amen, $40 spent on a dress, glory to God, and he gave you the dress for $5, then whoever the $35 belong to, glory to God, then he's making a way for you to pay your tithe in your office and sow a seed, but you don't even know it. God Almighty, my God, my God. That's when he discounts something for you, glory to God. He's making a way for you to sow seed and give seed, glory to God. So you can't say in your own time, well, I got to find him. No, you ain't got to find him. If you look at what God is doing in your life, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grab hold of Jesus, the bread of life. My God, my God. Jesus is the bread of life. Amen. Hunger and thirst after those things which are good. Hunger and thirst after the word of God so he'll fill your cup till it run over. Hallelujah. Till you won't walk no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to continue in his word. You got to learn how to continue to read. You got to learn how to continue to pray, because we're in a season now. Well, like I said in the beginning, we got to pray, we got to pray, and we got to pray. We say that all the time, but it's coming down, as you can see. He said in the Bible that you can't tell winter from summer. Glory to God. And the only way you're going to be able to tell by the bird of the trees. Amen. Glory to God. We're in January, almost at 80 degrees. Come on, y'all, man. You can see the signs, amen. But we were writing on the wall, glory to God. When he woke up writing on the wall, he had to get somebody to interpret it for him. My God, we were writing on the wall. He said, the signs are here. The signs of the time. The end of the time is here. Glory to God. It's near, glory to God. So you got to read the writing on the wall, glory to God. In some places, it's cold. It's cold. It's chilly. Glory to God. But now it's hot. We are hot. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm going to turn the air conditioning on. Glory to God. So you can read the signs of the times. It's coming. It's coming. So I encourage you, glory to God, to get anchored in the Lord thy God. Know who God is. Get anchored in Jesus Christ, for he is Lord. Glory to God, and he is the bread of life. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And he's the bread that was sent down from heaven. Hallelujah. When he was on his father's, amen, on his father's journey, glory to God, because he sent him, amen, for a purpose. Know that your journey and you are here for a purpose. You're not here to always get more stuff. It's okay, amen. Yes, it's okay to have stuff. Just don't let the stuff have you. If you get it, amen, go on and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Do your little dance in the middle of the flow. Keep going, praising, praising for what he done. Yes, you do. Amen. You do that. Glory to God. Just don't let the stuff have you. Glory to God. Just don't let the stuff get you so where you forget about, amen, the one that gave you the stuff. See, they were looking at the miracle, amen, that he had done, but they were forgetting about the miracle worker. My God, my God. You can't forget about it. Him, glory, because you're going to need something else after a while, so you can't forget about him. Amen. Just because you get that and it's gone. You know, amen. Now you're going to need something else after a while, because money can't buy your happiness when something happens. Glory to God. You're going to need some peace. Glory to God. And then when some things come, when you don't understand, you're going to need some understanding. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to have to get that from Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know where you are, know who you are, and know who you belong to. Glory to God. Know who you believe. Glory to God. Because we're living in a time where we're going to have to know really who we belong to. You know, you can't just keep saying the same old thing over and over. You know, sometimes when we ask God to, Lord, help me, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord, to know more about you. Well, yeah, he will. He'll help you, yes. But you got to open the Bible and read it. Come on. This is tic-tac-toe. Come on. You got to open the Bible and read it. Even though if you read it and don't understand it, read it again. Glory to God. If you don't understand it, ask God and read it again. It don't hurt. Sometimes you have to read a scripture over and over. And then even so, you'll get different meanings. Glory to God. So it's time out. Hallelujah. Saying what you're going to do. Amen. It's time to put the words into action, to put your faith into action. Because, you know, faith has a corresponding action. If you don't do that, then ain't nothing going to happen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We serve a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a caller. Caller 917. Amen. Glory to God. We'll go ahead and take this call. Glory to God. Amen. Caller 917. Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm a first-time caller. And I just enjoyed the word of the Lord today. Amen. It just fed my spirit. I thank God, amen, for you and all that's been said. And I just want prayer. I need some breakthroughs in my personal life. I know the Lord is my Savior. And I just thank God that God blessed me to come on this line today and hear what I heard. Thank you.
Amen. No. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the young man on today, oh God. Father God, he needs a breakthrough in his life right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to move some things out of the way. Open doors, Lord God, that no man can close. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for the stress that is upon him right now to endure, Lord God, every test, Lord God, every trial that he has had to go through, Lord. And every test and every trial that he's going through, Lord, to get to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to move those people over there on the left and those on the right, all the naysayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you give him a clear path to walk through, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God is going to do some great and mighty things in your life. Just hold on. Glory to God. Your breakthrough, amen, is already here. You just begin
Thank
to
you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord,
Thank
thy
you,
God,
Jesus.
Right now.
Thank
praise
you,
him in the midst
Jesus.
Of whatever you're going
Thank
through.
You,
it
Jesus.
Don't matter. Just praise God right now that you already got it. Don't wait till you get it.
Yes.
Praise him right now.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen, and we thank you for calling in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's see if we have another caller. Amen. Glory to God. God is always good. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. That you are for God. Amen. We don't have another caller. Amen. But I'm going to pray. Amen. Somebody's been going through some horrible circumstances. Glory to God. Just some horrific things have been happening, and you've been taking it to heart. Glory to God. So we're going to pray and ask God to remove that, amen, to lift that burden, amen, glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that that burden is lifted, oh God. Father, you said, bear ye one another's burden, but bear your burden, Lord, because it is light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to take all that pain away. Whew. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, now you are free, glory to God. It's okay, amen, to bear one another's burden, but don't let that thing bound you, glory to God. You pray for it, and then you learn how to release it, glory to God, and don't keep picking it up, and don't keep laying down at night. Sleep when you sleep, you're thinking about it. Don't keep, amen, going around saying, oh, my God, this, that. Don't do that, glory to God, because you've been weighted, hallelujah, and you're wearing this burden, hallelujah. But God has lifted that thing off of you. Glory to God. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's see if we have any more callers. Amen. If you want prayer, amen. I encourage you to press the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, my God, we serve an awesome God. Amen. You don't want to leave Jesus out in the midst. Hallelujah. We're in a time and a season of breakthrough. We're in a time and a season. Hallelujah. But the things that you believe in God for are going to come to pass. Good God Almighty. And they're going to come quickly. But don't forget, hallelujah, when you get those breakthroughs, come back and give testimonies on all the shows. Amen. Whoever preached the word, it don't matter. Like I said, we're under one umbrella. Glory to God. And it's raining. We all under that umbrella. Brother standing, holding each other up. Good God Almighty. So I encourage you, amen, don't forget to come back and give testimonies. So we serve a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And make sure you let others know, amen, who Jesus truly is. You know, amen, Jesus is, Lord. Jesus is the bread of life. feed on his bread, glory to God. Because, you know, when you feed on Jesus' bread, hallelujah, you ain't going to be hungry, glory to God. But when you go in there and get a piece of whatever bread y'all like, glory to God, once you eat that, it don't stay. But once you eat the bread of life, glory to God, it's living down on the inside of you, good God Almighty. It gives you strength, hallelujah, and to help you to get through the things that you have to go through, every trial, every test, every temptation, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. I encourage you, hallelujah, to get the amen, hallelujah, to get the real deal, Jesus. Amen. We don't serve no phony God. Glory to God. We don't serve phony God. We might serve phony people, but not phony God. Glory to God. God is a good God, hallelujah, and he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Oh, amen. Glory to God. Column 334. Amen. Did you press the one? Glory to God. Let's see. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller 421. Did you
Alabama.
Press the one? Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Tuskegee, Alabama.
Request? Amen. Right, thank God for you.
Pray for the family who lost their loved ones in Baltimore and in Open Life in the house fight.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we pray for those families right now, Lord, that you would give them strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are an on-time God, and you'll give them strength, Lord God, in the midst of the valley, oh God. You'll give them strength, Lord God. You'll give them peace that will surpass all understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to go out, Lord, and touch the people, Lord God, around them, Lord, so they can surround them with love, God, and give them everything that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy, Lord God, that you rest upon, Lord God. No matter, Lord God, you're still in control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, for we give you the honor, oh God, and we praise your heavenly name because we know, Lord, that you are an on-time God, and they shall lack nothing. Everything that they need, Lord God, I call it in from the north to south, the east to west, whether it's money, Lord God, whether it's clothes, Lord God, whatever the need may be. Lord, I call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And calling, we thank you for calling in. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Do we have any more callers? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't ever forget who Jesus is. Make Jesus Lord in your life on today. If you don't know, amen, I'm going to go ahead and amen and give the call, amen, to salvation. If you don't know Jesus is Lord, amen. And if you don't know Jesus, it's part of your sin, amen, you can have him on today. Because remember, he is the bread, glory to God. And we feed on the bread, glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to repeat this prayer after me, glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Lord God, I repent of all my sins, all the sins that I have committed, those that I have thought about committing. Lord, I repent for all that. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The angels in heaven, oh, Jesus, are rejoicing. My God, my God. Oh, over one soul they rejoice. My God, my God. Amen, glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. Live each and every day and know that Jesus is the bread of life. When you eat that bread, glory to God, you won't want no more. Glory to God. All the other bread, you'll throw it out. Glory to God. When you eat that bread of life, you won't want no more. My God, my God. So I encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, where the word of God is being lived, and you know that Jesus is truly in that church. Glory to God. And take your Bibles with you. Amen. So you can read along. You know, now they got so many translations. You say, well, prophet, I can't understand that. Well, listen, it's okay. Get you a translation that you can understand. You're not taking an amen to God's word. You're trying to get, amen, you're trying to get what you need from the word. You're trying to understand it so you can go further in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just get you something that you can understand. Glory to God. And take it from there. Amen. Glory to God. I encourage you on this day. Don't forget to take it with you so you'll know, amen, what they're saying. You know, you'll know if it's true. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you, don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget it. Amen. She comes on at 6:30. So if you can get ready, amen, go get your sip of water, amen, rest your hands for about 30 minutes and get ready for a power impact from Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. She's going to rock the house. She's under the umbrella also, glory to God. And so we just shifting a little bit over there, amen, so she can, we all go over there, amen, and hold the umbrella up over her. We hold the umbrella up over Apostle Tom Tuesday, all is right there under it. Amen. Everything, glory to God. We hold it up on Saturday, glory to God. Over Elder, glory to God. Now we're going to move on down, amen, and hold it up over Ministry Lane. So I encourage you to go and listen, amen. If you don't know the number to her show, you can go. It's on her Facebook page. And if you don't have a Facebook page, amen, glory to God, I understand, glory to God. But you can get the number. You can go and listen on Blog Talk. Glory to God. You can go www.blogtalk and put in her name, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and it'll come up, glory to God, and you can hear it, amen, from there. Well, we're going to go ahead on and get out of here and rest a while, and we're going to get right back on and hear what the Lord is saying for Ministry Lane. Amen. Glory to God. Before I go, let's make sure I don't see any more callers. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see any more callers, so we're going to go ahead, amen, and get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen, and glory to God. And we will see you back here at the same place, same time, same station on next Sunday. Have a good day.